The Gospel reading for this second reflection is taken from Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 37. This is one of those occasions where I wonder whether the person asking the questions, trying to test Jesus, wished he hadn't. We perhaps have all had those moments of just trying to push at an issue, only to get something thrown back we weren't quite expecting. So this week, as we continue exploring the theme of discipleship, we think on those two important commandments, the two commandments of love, where hang all the law and prophets, love of God and love of each other. In a divine sense, the two aspects of love are so closely entwined. To love God is to love all. It is one of the aspects of our Christian life that the mystics over the centuries have shared at such a deep level with us. For anyone that knows me, knows my love of reading the writings of the medieval mystics. Julian of Norwich is perhaps the most well known, and her years of praying about her revelations led her to understand more deeply about divine love. I have recently been reading The Fire of Love by Richard Roll, and he too delves into the depths of our relationship with God that can only be described as a burning fire of love coming from the pages as he writes. Love is what binds us, what our souls were created for. Our souls were created from love, and they will return to God in love. So how does Jesus help this lawyer to understand something which the mystics and others help us to know about love? Testing Jesus about who exactly our neighbour refers to, a test which in the lawyer's eyes was a test about the definitions in law. Jesus' answer exposed something to the lawyer about the way he was living his life. And I wonder what it may be saying to you. The parable of the Good Samaritan is such a familiar one, isn't it? And it always brings memories for me of a song I sung so frequently in school assemblies. When I needed a neighbour, were you there, were you there? It's a parable that pulls on the heartstrings. Would I be the person to go out of my way to help another, a stranger, even in a dangerous environment such as this man found himself in? But other than asking that surface question of whether I would go and help a stranger in distress, putting myself at risk, Jesus seems to really be asking us to look a little deeper than that. He's asking the question of where our heart is. Is our discipleship a discipleship of the heart rather than the head? Search my heart and know me, the psalmist says, just as Jesus is asking this lawyer. God searches the heart. The parable shows us a man in distress, having been robbed on a dangerous path from Jerusalem to Jericho. If he's left, he's likely to die or be harmed further. One person comes by, a priest. He walks by on the other side to stay away from the man. A second person, a Levite, he also walks by on the other side. These two symbolise something of a faith of the head. They are learned in analysing scripture and law. But this faith of the head hasn't borne fruit in their hearts. Neither showed compassion to the man in need. They perhaps both think they are doing right by God by their practices, but yet it's not shown in their actions. The Samaritan, on the other hand, acts from the heart, out of compassion, out of love, not rituals and laws, and his heart faith saves another soul by his actions. So as always, the answer that Jesus gives to a testing question exposes more about the person asking the question than how Jesus will answer. It's why the religious leaders became infuriated with him. Jesus exposed them. And if we want to be in relationship with the living God and allow him to transform us, we too go through times of exposure, which, if accepted, enables us rather than disables us. Jesus helps us to see our prejudices, our weaknesses, our arrogance, the things within us which he wants to help us refine. But we have to be willing to go through that process with him. It's a lifelong process as his disciple. There are two things which I think are worth pondering on from today's scripture about our own discipleship. The first is something about transformation. Sometimes, like the religious leaders in Jesus' time, we too can get caught up in the traditions, the practices of what we think are right. And sometimes we have to stop and think, is that helping me to love? Is that opening me up to where God is leading me to love more, to build his kingdom? Or is what I'm doing just safe for me? Can I be enabled in the exposure of the answer Jesus has to my questions, or be disabled and stuck? And the second is about love. As all the mystics that I have read point to go much deeper in our relationship with God, to understand his love for me, just as the Samaritan cared for the man, bound up his wounds, tended to his every need, so does Jesus do that for each and every one of us. And to know that love of God, deep within the soul, is to know love for all, even our enemies and those we find it hard to understand or pray for. It is not beyond the redeeming work of Christ to love all, even those vilest offenders, people who harm and murder their own children. Even if we don't understand or don't think we can help, they can all be brought to the saving power of Jesus on the cross. We never have to walk by on the other side, because we can bring them to Christ in prayer. In the words of Julian of Norwich, love is his meaning.